What's up? It's Christine Horn, and you are listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. Today, we're taking it back to a classic episode of my show, Actors Daily Bread. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
What's up, everybody? It's Christine Horn, the booking magnet. This is Actors Daily Bread. This is where I teach you how to crush your auditions, book more work, and live a life that you love. Happy March. Happy March 1st, everybody. It's been a minute since I have gone live. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind of life. I'm actually cooking some curry chicken. You know, shout out to my Jamaican massive on the live. I'm cooking right now, and I was like, this is a perfect time. My pot is boiling. And I'm taking a quick break before I shut it down for the night. And I just want to connect with you, say hi really quick, and just give you something that was on my heart. Can I help you? My dog. Come say hi. Up. Up. Don't be shy. Say hi. Come on. Come, Prince. Up. Come on. You can do it. Oh, God. He's being lazy today. Let everybody see you. If you're going to be here. This is Prince. He's like, lady, you've been in the office. Okay, goodbye. Shade. The shade of it all. I'm live, honey. You gotta wait. Now I done messed up my little situation. Okay, let me get back. Listen to all my replay watchers who will watch this later. What's up, replay watchers? Love you guys. Oh, man. I'm not gonna be long. Truly, it's been a minute. And I just wanted to touch base with you all, say hi to you all, connect with you all, see your beautiful faces, feel your energy. If you're new to me, I'm Christine Horn. I'm known as the Booking Magnet. I'm an actor of over 25 plus years. I'm also a life and career coach for actors, just like you. I'm the founder of Hollywood Bound Actors. So if you are not a part of that online community, I want to invite you to join us in that community. If you're an actor, I don't care where you are in the world, you don't have to feel alone. I want you to know that there's support for you. I know everybody may not understand the journey that you are on, but we do. So if you want to feel supported and connected to people, no matter where you live in the world, connect with us at Hollywood Bound Actors on Instagram. We have a podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and on Facebook. Shout out to Jasmine Shanice, who's an amazing actress in her own right, who's on live right now. And Jasmine Shanice is also our community manager for the Hollywood Bound Actors Facebook group. So make sure y'all show her some love. Instafam, come on, show me some love. Put a one in the chat. If you're new to me, put a one in the chat. If you're OG, put OG in the comments. I just want to feel your energy. You know, if you're new to me, I don't like to talk to myself. Even though I am talking to myself, I just want to feel your energy here. And again, because it's community. Nobody's talking to themselves. We're not alone. So again, join us on Facebook. Join us on Instagram. Join us on the podcast. We got some ones in the house. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Jasmine's on Instagram and Facebook. So Jasmine, make sure you welcome those number ones that you see in the chat. And shout out to all the OGs who are commenting below. I see you, Ronnie. I see you, Keontae. So I want to just give you a little word for tonight again, as it's been a whirlwind. If you're new to me here, you should know that I really operate from a place of abundance. I'm a student of law of attraction. It's why I call myself a booking magnet. We are all magnets, by the way. We attract experiences, money, people, opportunities our way. And even though it's hard sometimes, it's important that we look at our life. And if ever you look at your life and you don't like what you see, if you don't like the experiences that you're having, if you don't like the money that you're making, if you don't like the people that you're surrounded with, the first step in transforming your life is to transform yourself. And I know that's not a very popular opinion. People often ask me, Christine, what did you do to, what made your career pop? What was the thing? What's the magic pill? There is no magic pill. The thing that changed my life and my career was working on my mind and working on my how I looked at myself in the mirror and how I believed in myself. And I want to pass that on to you. So I'll never stop talking about it. Those of you who have my book, Playing Small, you know I talk about that. And it's just real. You should also know, and I'm gonna get into my word for today, but it's been a while since I went live, so I just got a lot of things I need to say real quick. I've been in South Africa for the past 3 months since November. My deadline article just came out today, which I have to share a bit more, but I've been shooting a new TV show in Africa. And so every single thing that I teach, every single thing that I share to all of you is always from a place of full transparency and just what I have done for me. I don't ever profess to be the one way, the only way, the right way. It's just my way. And people who have followed the things that I've said, for many people, it has helped them. And for those who doesn't work for them, no problem. But I'm always gonna still be transparent. If you don't recognize me right now, I'm currently starring on two hit TV shows. I play Mabel on the hit show BMF on Stars, and I also play Black Diamond on Snowfall. May she rest in peace. I'm all about transformation, and I'm all about teaching what has worked for me, because I believe we can all win. And as we learn, we can be a beautiful, positive ripple effect in this world. As we learn, we can teach and help others. Because I remember when I was struggling straight off Broadway, living in LA and confused, filled with talent and not knowing where to turn. And so if you're new to me, you should follow me just for that. But it's all about your mindset. It is all about your mindset. And last thing I'll say before I dive into my word today is, for those of you who don't know, I host a conference. There'll be a conference that we do in July 21st and 22nd. 21st, 22nd, yes, in Atlanta this summer. Atlanta is called Booking Magnet Live. If you click the link in my bio, you will find it. We did it last year. It was fucking amazing. It's going to be even more epic this year. Our theme this year is Become Unshakable. I want to teach you all how to have unshakable faith, unshakable belief, and an unshakable self-assurance within yourself so that you stand out in this industry. Shout out to Tabitha McNeil, who I see is on the live on Instagram. She's a prime example of someone who has had an unshakable belief in herself. Tabitha, I'm just going to shout you out, because this sister was like, I'm going to do voiceovers. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And watching you grow and shine and thrive has been amazing. But it started with you having a belief in yourself that was unmatched. And it's that kind of energy that I just want to keep putting out into the world and that I want to share, because that has what's changed my life. But let's dive into why I even popped on tonight, outside of to just catch up with you. So again, for those of you who have been following and who are familiar with me, you know it's been a whirlwind. I got BMF, I got Snowfall, I got this new show in South Africa that I've been filming. I just got back and wrapped from that. And so here's what starts to happen. And if you're new to me, don't be thrown by my transparency, because I'm just keep it real, okay? Tabitha said, don't make me cry. Girl, you've been doing the thing, Tabitha. I've been watching you, and you have just been manifesting. It is beautiful to watch. We are all magical manifestors. We may not want to believe that, but everything in your life is a direct reflection of what you have manifested, whether you believe it or not. But that's a different life. That's not for today. What I'm learning right now, and this is, I always like to teach as I learn. What I'm learning right now is, you may be experiencing, God, how should I say this? I'm just speaking from my truth. I'm in a space right now where I am really seeing the harvest. I'm in harvest season. Can anybody put harvest season in the chat? Claim harvest season for yourself by putting it in the chat right now, because we're going to speak life. If you're new to me, we speak life. Put harvest season. Some of you are planting seeds right now. Look, I've been planting seeds for over 25 years, seeds in my life, seeds in my career, sacrifice, money, investments, all. Thank you, Marvin the actor. Thank you, Rasheen, I am. Harvest season, let's put harvest season in the chat. Yes, Facebook, I see you. Yes, Jasmine, yes, Taye, yes, harvest season. So listen, we can't get to a harvest season until we plant seeds, right? So some of you are in different seasons of life. And so first of all, I just wanna say, you know, it's really easy to fall victim to comparison, right? Not just with me, but with anybody, right? Who you can see, dang, I want that career. I want this opportunity. But sometimes you're looking at people who are in their harvest season when you are in your planting season. Does that make sense? right? So for someone like me, 25 plus years, I've been planting. I see a sprout, dang, the sprout dies. I see a sprout, oh, the sprout dies. Oh my God, when is the sprout gonna turn into a tree, God? Like those prayers, maybe I'm by myself, maybe not. So when you get into a space where it's harvest season, you're like, no, I belong here. The trick of this industry, and this is what I wanted, the word I wanted to share with you today, the trick of this industry will be that people who will see your harvest season still look at your harvest season like it's seed planting season. And that can be really disheartening. Okay? Yes, shout out to Dance. Shout out to Angie. I see you, Dance Angie, one of my managers on the chat on Instagram. Did you catch what I said? Sometimes what you know is your harvest season can appear to others as your seed planting season. And because others can perceive that you are in seed planting season, they don't respect the harvest. Listen, I'm about to have a whole hallelujah a moment up in here. And if you're new to me, sorry, not sorry. I just want to talk about it. Because it can be really easy for your shine to be dimmed, for you to feel disheartened, because other people don't see what you have planted, what you have sacrificed. The years, the time, the energy, the money, the dedication, all those nights, all those days where you prayed, where you worked 2 and 3 jobs, where you stayed up late. Some of you got kids, spouses, mates. You've moved to another city, moved to another country. Pew. I'm here today to just pour into your spirit that you know your story, you know your journey. So if there's anyone on your team, if there's anyone that you're looking to work with that does not respect the season that you are truly in and the story and you've been through, they are not meant to be on your team.
Hold up, I just got to interrupt this episode real quick to let you know about our new sponsor, We Audition. Have you ever been in a situation where you need a reader last minute? Maybe no one's available at home, or the people at your house are just really bad readers. I mean, let's be real. Listen, I love We Audition. I was using it anyway, and I'm so happy they reached out to us here at Hollywood Bound Actors, because now you can get a special 25% off using our exclusive code HBA25. I'll say it again, HBA25. Use it now to get 25% off your subscription. Listen, We Audition is a revolutionary new website, and it helps you find a scene partner on demand. You can do video chats, you can do rehearsals and self-tapes. You can also meet casting directors and agents. So it's worth it. You'll find me on there. I'm there. I love it. So check it out today and let them know that we sent you by using our code HBA25. Now let's get back to the episode.
I am really blessed. And that's why I'm shouting out one of my managers who's on the Instagram thread. I'm really blessed to have a team, a dream team that has seen. And even though they haven't been through every step of it since the beginning, they definitely honor They honor the path. They honor the work that I've put in the seeds I've been planting. And so if there's someone on your team, and this is the thing, this is why I came on tonight, because I'm in a space of searching for different team members, not just agent managers. I'm talking beyond that. I'm talking publicists. I'm talking booking agents. I'm talking stylists. I'm talking makeup. I'm talking all the pieces, tax, bookkeepers, accountants, like all the things. Because see, to certain people, they're like, well, I have stars bigger than you. I have people bigger than you. And you're like, but hey, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've been through to get here. So if you're not going to respect that, then maybe we're not meant to be on this team together, because we are going to grow. And so this isn't only about how people see you. I want to also throw this back to you watching me right now. put a I'm with you in the chat just so I know that you're with me. Can't I just, because I don't like to talk to myself. Let me just feel the energy real quick on Facebook and Instagram. Just put I'm with you. 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 I just need to know that I'm not alone because I need community too. Just I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Let me just see some of that real quick. Facebook, Instagram. Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you. Thank you, Keen. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, Facebook. I'm with you. Thank you, Tabitha. Yes. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Taya. Okay. Thank you, Maisha. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, Melinda. Okay. So thank you. I feel you. Now we feel each other. So this works both ways. Thank you, Kenesha. Both ways. Yes, Chanel. Yes, Lisa. So what I want to pour into you tonight too is that I don't care where in the world you are right now, wherever you are in your journey, this also you hold responsibility in this also. Because there's gonna come a time where the seeds you all are planting will sprout overnight or proceed to sprout overnight. And you must be ready. When the seeds sprout, when you are in harvest season, it can happen quickly. And then at that point, you don't have time to be like, oh, but who do I call for this? And who do I know who does? Honey, the thing is gone. The event has passed. The moment has passed. So I want to challenge each and every one of you who can hear me, who are watching me, to start looking around your circle at the talent that you are surrounded by. Is it your cousin who does hair? Is it your sister who does nails, like my sister? Do you have a friend who's a budding fashion designer? Do you have a friend who's been sewing those clothes here and there, but they haven't really gone all the way through? Like they haven't really committed to it? Is it that person, that friend you party with all the time who just seems to be connected? Maybe that's a budding publicist. Do you feel what I'm saying? Because in the beginning, you may not have the money and the funds because it costs money to play this game. And look, this is show business. It truly is the business of show. I'm not going to lie to you, right? Y'all may see articles and all these bookings and all the things. When I tell you, everything costs money. Everything costs money. Everything costs money. Everything costs money. Everything. Did I say everything costs money? Jasmine, can you put that in the chat? Everything costs money. Everything costs money. So this is the time, even if you got $5 in your bank account, and I'm being dead ass, this is the time to put a little to the side. 10%, right? You put some of you tithe, right? Put some money to the side, not for, okay, maybe you tithe, but maybe put some money to the side for that future publicist. Put some money to the side for that plane ticket it's going to cost you to fly yourself to that premiere. Put some money to the side so that you can rent a dress or a tuxedo. Put money to the side. Not enough people talk about that. Y'all, you look at Instagram and you scroll and you look at all the fabulous people in Hollywood, but you don't know the money and the time and the commitment that it takes to play this game. And as much as we just want to be artists, oh my God, I just want to be an artist. I just want to act. Yes, yes, that is a thing. But what's also a thing is this business. And every time you show up on a carpet, every time you do an event, every time you go to a networking thing, it is you investing in yourself, is investing in your career, investing in how people see you. And those of you who are social media adverse, you got to get over that. Those of you who haven't played a role that you really desire to play, well, do I see proof of it on your social media? Do I see proof that you can do what you say you want to do? I'm just coming to you from a place of I'm not above you. I am truly showing you, look, I used to work two jobs. If you have my book, I'm Jamaican, okay? Two tree jobs, man. I don't care. I was never about the life of being a broke actor. I always saw more for myself. So it never mattered where I work. I don't care if I'm delivering mail or if I'm filing papers or if I'm coaching people with disabilities, which is what I did for 15 years. I knew who I was and I knew the talent that I have. And I know each and every one of you watching and feeling my energy and my passion right now can feel me. So never forget what you are, who you are, whose you are, what the calling is on your life. But I just also need you to be prepared. So in wrapping up tonight, I know I said a lot, and if you missed any part of this, you can catch the replay. I haven't been live in a while, so I know I came in hot today. Here's the takeaways. I see you. You see you. Check what season you're in. Some of you are in planting seeds. And look, some of you could be established actors in maybe theatrically, but maybe you're like, again, I'm shouting out Tabitha McNeil here on Instagram, because you may be planting seeds starting at the beginning in just a different genre of the craft. And it can be frustrating, and people don't know that journey and that story. So make sure anyone you invite on your team, who you are paying, by the way, because this game will try to trip you up and people will try to fuck with you and make you think that you paying them. I mean, they're paying you. Meanwhile, they're on your payroll. So make sure that you are clear. Who do you desire to call into your life? Some of you are searching for new agents, new managers. Well, who do you desire? What does your dream team look like? Let's stop operating in a desperate energy space. We're not operating in a just whoever will take me. No, fuck that. What do I desire? I call forth a manager, an agent, a team who will hear me, who will see me, who will be open to collaboration, who will believe in me, who will see my full set of skills, who will be proud to promote me, who will work harder on promoting me than I do promoting myself. Like, get really clear on what that is for you, and then you will attract that. But you have to check your energy first. At the end of the day, every single thing that I'm saying starts with you. Everything starts with you. How you are calling forth people into your life. If you are looking right now at your team, at whatever's going on, and you don't like it, you have the power to stop it. You have the power to shift. But before you can shift, you need to shift yourself. I promise you. People say sometimes, what came first, you being a booking magnet or you calling yourself a booking magnet? And the answer is, what started first is me calling myself a booking magnet. Why? Because I decided to speak life, speak affirmations, positive mantras into my life. And then I was challenged to step into that, to operate from the star that I knew I was now. I want y'all to sit with that before I go. Many of you are operating in the struggle of right now. You're being fooled by the right now circumstances. You're being fooled by right now experiences. I dare you tonight to go to sleep and dream about the star that you know you truly are in your mind and begin to operate from that place. How does the star that you are wake up? How does the star that you are work out? How does the star that you are eat? Because let me tell you, as soon as you book something and you're on set for 14 hours, well, how does the star you are maintain their health? How does the star you are just maintain everything? How does the star you are maintain their finances, relationships? Yes, the Amber B says the mind believes whatever you feed it. Absolutely. Positive or negative, it knows no difference. Woo. I'm so grateful to share space and time with you all. Marvin, the actor, says, putting I am a booking magnet in my affirmation journal right now. Please do anything you desire in your life. And look, go to YouTube, y'all. If this resonates with your spirit, and I know this is not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine. But if it does resonate with your spirit, please go deeper on this on YouTube, you know, for free. You don't even have to buy anything. Listen, look up Bob Proctor, Lisa Nichols, Abraham, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn. Like, truly feed your brain every single day with positive energy and life-affirming, life-changing thoughts and programming. Our brains are like computers. We can change the program at any time. And sometimes, look, you might be grown as hell, but you need to update that operating system, just like your computer tells you, hey, we need to update. I love you all. I believe in you all. Let us continue to operate from the place that we desire to be, not from where we are right now. But you must first have the vision for yourself. Anybody who's ever asked me, Christine, what changed your life? What changed your career? This work. And that might mean you outgrow people, circumstances, opportunities, teams. It might mean that. But the more you get to know yourself, the more you can love yourself, the more you can love this art. My mentor, Freddie Hendrix, has always said, how can you love the art if you can't love yourself first? So I will leave you with that. Again, I am Christine Horn, the booking magnet. Make sure you watch BMF on Stars. Make sure you watch Snowfall on FX. And shout out to each and every one of you. I appreciate your support. Again, Hollywood Bound actors, if you are watching and you are in search of community, I don't care where you are in the world, if you're an actor, follow us on Instagram. Come to our Facebook group to feel the love, because we do more stuff in there. And look up Booking Magnet Live. You get to meet me live. We're going to have an amazing conference this summer, July 21st to 22nd in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, it's live, in person, 2 full days with me and a bunch of amazing speakers, casting directors, agents, like all the thing. It's just visit bookingmagnetlive.com and you can find out more. You'll hear a lot more about it, I'm sure, as you follow us. In the meantime, I'm going to go check out my curry chicken because it's cooking and it's smelling good upstairs. I love you. Good night. Bye, Facebook. I'm going to end here first. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at hollywoodboundactor.com.